Now, my little prince, we are alone together at last. And it's time for us to consummate our marriage now. I've been looking forward to this so much. I know this day has been a lot for you. And I'm going to make this easy for you. Everything's okay. I know what you've been told. You're the youngest son of the ruling family, and you have 5 brothers, and you will never, ever inherit the throne. So you're going to get married off to some wise-end old hag so that your family gets their hands on my dowry. I'll bet you were surprised when I wasn't all that much older than you, and much prettier than you'd been told, too. I know it must seem like I'm so much older than you, and I suppose, yeah, you are just a little boy, but I was younger than you the first time I got married. So I understand how this must be scary, and I want for you to have a lovely time your first time. This is your first time, isn't it? That's okay. You don't have to say it. I know you're a virgin. But you're a man now, and you'll be expected to act like a man with your new wife. I know this must be a bit scary for you, but it's all fine. It's all fine, honey. Little one. Is it okay if I call you that, little one? I like calling you that. I suppose I can call you anything I like, really. Little one, or darling, or honey. My little one. My little prince. You already kissed me on the altar, but I want to have our first proper kiss. And I want to have it in a particular way. Do you trust me? I want for you to show me how much you trust me. I want for you to take your clothes off. In fact, here, let me help you take them off. I'm sure it isn't long since you were used to being undressed by an older woman at night. Your nurse or a serving woman, perhaps. Or maybe your mommy. Did your mommy undress you at night, honey? Can you remember her undressing you when she was still alive? She did, didn't she? I can see that she did. Have you ever undressed yourself without assistance? No. No, I thought not. That's okay, honey. That's perfectly okay. In fact, I think this is all going to work out perfectly for both of us in the long run. I'm told your mother died when you were pretty young. So you're the youngest son of the second wife. I'll bet nobody really cared for you growing up, honey. Did they? But I care. Your mother would have been around my age if she'd lived. We could have been sisters. I could have been your aunt. Or I could have been your mommy. Imagine that, little one. Imagine if I was your mommy. You're a little boy, and I'm old enough to be your mommy. So let's care for each other. I can be the mom you never had. And you can be my little son. Don't you think that sounds nice? So, when we're alone together, I want for you, my little prince, to call me mommy. Will you do that for me? Will you call me mommy? Say, yes, mommy. That's a good boy. It's so sexy when you call me mommy. Makes me feel good. And I can see that it makes you feel good, too. So say it again. Say yes, mommy. Yes. Good boy. It sounds so sexy coming out of your mouth. Now, your shirt is off, but I'm going to unbutton your breeches. Here we go. I want for you to keep your silk stockings on, okay? Because I think silk stockings look nice on a boy's legs. Now, honey, I'm going to gently pull down your small pants. And now here we are together, my little prince, naked with your new wife, who's also your new mommy. Man and wife, or boy and wife at any rate. And look at you. You aren't small where it counts, honey. No need to blush. There's no need to be shy, because we're married now. And as your new wife, I'm going to hold your nice little cock. No, I didn't mean to say little, honey. It is a good size for a boy of your age. And you will get bigger as you mature. I'm sure that in time you'll be quite big for mommy. In fact, we can make it a whole lot bigger right now. I'm going to touch your cock now, honey. Are you nervous? Most boys would get erect when their mommy holds their cock in their hand. But I can see that you're nervous, and that's okay. Mommy's going to use her mouth. It will feel lovely on your cock. Warm and wet. Watch. There we go, honey. Look at you now. Nice and big and stiff for your mommy. Now, tell mommy you liked it. Say, I liked it when you suck on my cock, mommy. That's a good boy. Mommy likes it also. Many women think it's a rather slutty practice, but mommy loves it, and she loves you. She wants you to be happy. I want it for us to have our first proper kiss together as a couple. Not that awkward kiss on the altar. Just one proper, loving, deep kiss. Come sit astride of me on the bed. Your erection should feel nice against mommy's silk dress. How do you feel, honey? You a little scared? It's okay, hon. This is going to feel nice. You can put your hands on my shoulders and I'm going to hold your head in both of my hands. I'm going to kiss you on your lips. And when I do, keep your jaw relaxed because I'm going to push my tongue into your mouth. It's called a French kiss, honey. Mommy's going to control this kiss. Mommy's going to control you a little bit so that you can do a good job. So just relax. Let mommy control you. Everything will be lovely when mommy is in charge of her little prince. There, honey. Do you like that? Did mommy's tongue feel nice in your mouth? Look at your cock throbbing and rubbing against my dress. It looks so nice. Why don't we do it again, but this time you can push your tongue into my mouth a little, okay? Such a good boy. That was very nice. Look at you with your mommy's lipstick smeared all over your face. Oh no, don't try to wipe it off. Mommy likes when you're marked with her lipstick. Makes you look like you belong to me. And you do. You belong to mommy. Now, I want for you to kiss your way down my neck with little kisses. Good boy. Mommy likes that. And mommy will unbutton her dress And I want for you to suck on my breasts a little bit. Just as if you were my little baby boy. Because you are, honey. We're going to do this a lot more in the future. Yes, honey, that's it. Breastfeed on me. That feels nice. Almost like you've done this before. Now, honey, I want for you to kiss your way down further, okay? Down my belly. It's still flat, honey, but you're gonna fill it up with a baby. Your baby. I know that might seem like they told you that I was old and dried up, but the wise woman says that they're all quite wrong. And I'm fertile, honey. Very fertile. And now that I have a fertile little prince, we're going to get pregnant together. So you need to take care of mommy also. The same way mommy sucked on your little cock to make it hard, you're going to kiss between mommy's lips. Like that. Right there. Oh. That's it, good boy. Don't worry too much about getting it all right. That will come with practice, and you're gonna have plenty of practice between my legs. I'm going to hold the back of your head, honey. Look at me. Look up into my eyes. I know your mouth is full right now, but it's important that you have assurance right now. The wise woman explained it all to me. It's important that little boys are told how good they are when they're pleasing their mommy. Now, push your tongue into mommy's cunt, just like when you were kissing me earlier. Yes, my little lover, that's it. Keep doing that. Good boy. Oh, honey, you're a little delight. A little treasure. Remember when I told you that I'm fertile and you're going to do your duty to your new wife and you're going to get me pregnant? Oh yeah, I'm fertile. There's no doubt about that, honey. You're gonna get mommy pregnant and mommy will love you for it. Now I want you to lie back on the bed. Like that. I'm going to sit astride of you, and I know I'm much bigger than you, but for now, don't worry. I'm not going to crush you. You see, I'm going to rest a lot of my weight on the bed. I'm going to put a bit of it on you, but just enough so that you feel safe and warm beneath your mommy, who loves you. Tell me you love me too, honey. Say, I love you, mommy. Say it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Now, honey, I'm going to lean over you. You hold my hips. Feel how wide they are. A woman's hips, honey. A woman's wide, childbearing hips. Do you understand? And they're going to bear your children, little one. My little prince. You're going to prove to everybody that I am fertile. You're going to prove them wrong when you get your wife pregnant, my little one. Is that scary, honey? I know you're hardly more than a child yourself, but you are old enough, and old enough for a man to get his mommy pregnant. And it is your duty to do so to the best of your ability. I know it's scary, honey, but it's going to be easy and it will be so lovely. It's beautiful. I can feel your cock is erect. I know you liked it when it was in mommy's mouth. It's going to feel so much nicer when you're in mommy's cunt. Now, honey, I don't know what they've taught you. I don't know if they tell you anything at all about how babies are made, but I suppose you've seen horses. It's like that. My cunt is so nice and wet for you, darling. That's important. And I am so ready for a nice young boy like you. You're going to be perfect for your mommy. And now I'm going to slip your cock inside of me. And it's going to feel so nice and wet for you. When I do that, I want for you to say, "Thank you, mommy. Here we go, honey." Remember to say, "Thank you, mommy." Oh. Good boy. Very good. Now say, "I love you, mommy." Okay. Very good. Feels so nice inside of mommy, doesn't it, honey? I know it does. Now, my little prince, we're going to fuck. Mommy's going to fuck you, and you're going to get mommy pregnant. Oh, no, honey, it's good. Mommy likes it. You're very good for a virgin. Your cock feels so good inside of mommy. You don't need to worry. Mommy is happy. Mommy is so happy with you. Just need to do what I say. That's it. Good boy. Yes, I know it feels good. I know you feel good. I feel good also. And you're gonna feel like your orgasm is building. And yes, honey, I'm sure you've done this before on your own, but it's like that, except much better. And do you feel yourself getting close? Okay, that's good, honey. Grab the bedstead behind you. I'm going to do something that the wise woman taught me to do to ensure that you learn the correct ideas about sex and how to please me. And this is called the Amazon position, honey. Usually the girl is the one that spreads her legs, but instead you're going to lift your hips towards me. And I spread your legs and push down on your cock again. You see how it puts me in completely in control of you? Doesn't it feel nice? Say yes, mommy. Good boy. It's important that mommy controls you so that you do the right thing. Now, mommy's gonna fuck you, and you're going to come. And when that happens, I want for you to just let it go inside of mommy. It's all perfect, honey. Okay? You don't need to worry about what happens next. Mommy loves you. Mommy wants for you to feel good. Don't worry about anything. Just do what mommy says. Obey your mommy, honey. Obey your mommy and come in me. That's it, honey. Yes, that's it. Come in, mommy. I can see that you're nearly ready. No, honey, nothing bad can happen. Just as long as you do what I say. Do what I say and come in, mommy. Yes, honey, that's it. Oh, I can see that you're ready. Do it, honey. Just do it. Come in, mommy, and get her pregnant. That's a good boy. You're my good little prince. That's it, honey. All right there. Yeah. That's it. You're such a good boy. I can see you're about to come. Oh, okay, my little one. Remember, obey mommy. Obey what she says and come in, mommy, and get her pregnant. Come in, mommy, and get her pregnant. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm coming, honey. And I'm coming on your cock. Oh, honey. Oh, yes, you are very good. You are such a good little boy. You've done so well. You are such a good little lover for me, and Mommy loves you. Tell Mommy you love her too, honey. Say, I love you, Mommy. Good boy. I love you too. Now, I'm sure a young boy like you is packed with strong seed for your mommy. Mommy might not be at the right point in her monthlies right now, but that's fine. Because we're going to keep on doing this until we get your mommy pregnant. Isn't that wonderful, darling? Good boy. Yeah, you're my good little boy. You're going to make your mommy pregnant over and over. I love you, my little prince. Good boy. Now, let's sleep for a little while together. Now, would you like to sleep? Would you like to fall asleep beneath your mommy? So you can feel mommy's weight on top of you? Feeling my body skin to skin on top of yours. Make you feel nice and safe. So you can sleep soundly. And then when you're ready, we can go again. And again, and again. And you will feel mommy over and over. Good boy, that's it. Good boy. Sleep now. Mommy loves you. Oh. Mommy feels like she's going to come again. You still awake a little? Can you use your hand on mommy, maybe? I see that you're tired, but mommy really has some more releasing to do. Just put your hand right over here. Oh, right there. Oh, baby. You're very good with your hand. I'm gonna put mine right over yours and control it. You're gonna feel mommy come all over your hand right before you fall asleep. Just keep doing that. Right there, little one. You're gonna feel me come. You wanna stick your fingers in mommy's gun? You feel me coming? Do you feel it? Say yes, mommy, I feel you calm. Quite talented for a little boy. My little boy. And off the script, mommy loves you very much. Can't wait until you fill me with all your little babies. But I think I can sleep now. You made mommy quite tired. I can't wait to do this again tomorrow. Mwah. I love you, baby. Mommy loves you.